covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Busy night of basketball, about to reach its final stage as we have the boys' championship in this MAAA conference tournament about 12 minutes away now. Andy Humphrey with you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Central Rebels girls basketball team just crowned MAAA champions with a 46-32 win over North County. And now it's Farmington, the one seed in this boys' tournament, taking on the two seed Potosi Trojans. Farmington coming in ranked fifth in Class 4 in all of Missouri with a record of 19-2 under their head coach Terry Noble in his second season. Potosi with an even overall record at 10-10, 3-1 in conference play. And because of that 3-1 mark, they were given this number two seed in this tournament, and they lived up to it with some close victories. They got a win over North County last night by 3 points. And earlier in this tournament, they were able to knock off Arcadia Valley by 3 by a score of 61-58. Farmington, their path, a couple of big double-digit wins against Valley Catholic and Central in the quarters and semis, respectively. And now these two meet. Farmington looking to get their third consecutive MAAA tournament championship, and Potosi trying to win it for the first time since 2013. Talked with both head coaches before the start of this one, and you'll hear those conversations coming up next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the outer service road at the Lettington exit and online 24/7 at fleegs.com. We'll hear from the coaches after this on J98.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Terdelac Boat and RV Self-Storage has all your water, sport, and camping storage needs. Located next to First State Community Bank in Terdelac, this fenced and gated storage facility has state-of-the-art security. Terdelac Boat and RV Self-Storage provides its users with dump stations and water systems to make storage convenient and easy. Storage units come in all forms and sizes at Terdelac Boat and RV, from climate-controlled to simple covered storage. They range from 5x10 to 14x60. Visit TDLSelfStorage.com for all your storage needs.
Back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98, joined now by Brett Hale, head coach of the Potosi Trojans. They're squaring off against Farmington in the championship of this MAAA boys tournament. Coach, a hard-fought win against North County. You know, two really good hard-fought wins really in this tournament to get your group to this point, and you live up to the number two seed by making it to the championship. What's been the biggest aspect of making it to this point in those two close games that we mentioned?
Well, I think we've competed really hard, and that, it starts there. And you know, in a close game, you got to be poised down the stretch, and I think we've done a good job of that. You know, we've kind of limited turnovers when it mattered, and got some big buckets when it mattered. I think Zach Haynes has been good for us. You know, he's made some big shots in some close when the game's been tight. So, you know, two good wins, and we're just happy to be in the finals here, and you know, we're excited to see what we can do tonight.
You know, of course, in championship games, you probably look to stars, you probably look to seniors, and, you know, guys like Noah Jacobson and also Caleb Kaufman, who's done really well in the post, and Bryce Reed as well. Do you look to some of those, you know, senior leaders to get you through games like this?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Noah's had a lot of varsity experience. He started since he was a freshman, so he's played in a lot of games. Zach's played in a lot of games, and Caleb's played in a lot of games. So, you know, those guys kind of know what to expect. I don't know if they probably haven't played in as big a game as this in their careers, but that's fun for those guys to kind of experience some success and see what we can do.
And, you know, quite a few games in this tournament have kind of been a little bit low scoring, and that's due to a lot of really, you know, nice defenses, not just from your group, but also from other groups in this tournament. And what Farmington brings to the table offensively, how do you lock down on some of their guys?
Well, it's going to be tough to do that. You know, they're just so big. But we've got to try to make them a perimeter shooting team. And they may knock some of those down, but you've got a better chance to stop them from the perimeter than you do around the basket. So, you know, we've really got to be inside conscious and try to limit those inside touches and then make them take tough jump shots. That's easier said than done, but that's ideal. And if they make some of those, they make some of those.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Yep, thanks.
Brett Hale, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, joining us on J98.
Buse & Bart Flooring & Granite provides the best price on great flooring and granite. They are a local, family-owned, third-generation business. Buse & Bart will install throughout southeast Missouri. Order online at www.busenbarkflooring.com and get your order shipped nationwide. Buse & Bart Flooring & Granite has the lowest prices and the best quality guaranteed. Buse & Bart Flooring & Granite wishes the Farmington Knights the best of luck in the MAAA Conference Tournament.
Welcome back on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show on J98. Boys Championship in the MAAA tournament about to get underway between Farmington and Potosi. And Farmington head coach Terry Noble joining us now. Coach, some good success in this tournament, obviously, and now you get back to the championship game. Against this Potosi squad, you had a game where it was kind of slow moving, but you were able to get out to an early lead and then was able to build upon it just inch by inch in the second half. But this Potosi team, they can kind of cause fits for folks, especially for teams in this conference. What have you prepared your group for as far as what Potosi brings to the table?
Well, first of all, we got to make sure we guard Jacobson because he's an outstanding player and he can score from anywhere on the floor, so we got to be real aware of where he is. And we've got to work on stopping the screen and roll because they really do a good job of running the screen and roll in their offense. And then, whenever we've got the ball, we just have got to do our usual thing. We just got to make sure that we don't settle for shots and make the good pass, the easy pass, and get to the rim as much as possible and hit the boards hard.
Of course, with you mentioned Noah Jacobson, and of course with Tyson Gray on your side, probably two of the best players in this area going head-to-head. How do you see that matchup kind of playing out?
Well, I don't think they'll be matched up against each other too much. They don't guard each other. At least I don't know that they will, because they play more of a zone concept on defense. And in our man scheme, we don't have Tyson guarding him very much unless he switches off on him. But they're not really similar players. They're kind of contrasting styles, but they're both very determined, very aggressive offensive and defensive players. And I think both have had outstanding high school careers, and I think it's fitting that they both get to play in this game tonight.
Well, and of course, and you mentioned a little bit about, the importance on locking down defensively. It just seems that a lot of games in this tournament have been low scoring, really good defenses just every which way, and I'm sure you'll face a good defense in Potosi tonight. As far as how you'll get your looks to guys like Tyson and maybe Cole Lawrence and Cole Gerstenberger tonight.
Well, as always, we got to have good ball movement and good player movement, and we got to be patient, got to set good screens, and make ourselves available for the pass, and then don't force the issue. But we also need to try to see if we can get up and down the floor a little bit, try to get a few transition baskets when possible, kind of like last night. I thought we set the tone early in that game last night. We need to do the same thing tonight if we can.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck out there.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights, joining us on J98.
It's time again for the annual MAAA Tournament, and Dwayne Doza Auto Body wants to wish all the St. Genevieve athletes in the MAAA Conference Tournament the best of luck. It takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a successful athlete, and they know how much work you put in this season. Dwayne Doza Auto Body would also like to encourage everyone in the community to come out and watch these young athletes compete. Again, that's Dwayne Doza Auto Body in St. Genevieve, wishing all athletes the best of luck. Show your support. Let's go, Dragons!
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. MasseyFerguson.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Back inside the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, which is filling up for this boys' championship between Farmington and Potosi, about 3 minutes away from tipping it off. And our tip-off will be brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. Alongside Nathan Gertz, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Farmington the 1 seed, Potosi the 2 in this MAAA Boys Championship contest. Let's look at your starting lineups. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Potosi at 10-10 overall, the number 2 seed in this tournament under head coach Brett Hale. Same starting five as last night. They'll have the seniors, Zach Haynes, Noah Jacobson, and Austin Wilson in there. And then the two big men down low are both juniors, Caleb Kaufman and Bryce Reed. For the Farmington Knights, 19-2 overall on the year under head coach Terry Noble in his second season. Same starting five as always for them. 4 seniors and a sophomore. Goes Bryce Santagraw and Brant Gray in the backcourt. Cole Gerstenberger, the guard and forward hybrid player. And then the two big men, Cole Lawrence and Tyson Gray, their all-time leading scorer and all-time leading rebounder in Farmington school history. Again, those lineups brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. And I am glad that we are getting these games in before the wintry weather is supposed to come our way. We've got a winter weather advisory going into effect at midnight tonight for most of our area, with the low temperature getting to about 24 degrees in the evening, but about an 80% chance of, you know, maybe sleet and freezing rain and maybe some snow mixed in. Also, just a wintry mix right now, 24 degrees in Park Hills. And your weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals we need to power our future. I want to take you through some of the other games that we had, including the games in this tournament that happened at a different venue in the consolation brackets. West County earned the consolation championship on the boys' side of things, defeating Valley of Caledonia 69-33. Arcadia Valley taking fifth place over St. Genevieve 57-53. And on the girls' side, Valley Catholic winning the consolation bracket 49-44 over Kingston today, and West County 66-62 over AV in the girls' fifth place contest. All of those games were played at North County High School earlier in the day. Here at Mineral Area College, we had third place champions crowned as St. Genevieve took third place over Potosi on the girls' side, and Central taking third over North County for the boys. And then we just crowned a girls' champion in this MAAA tournament, Central taking it over North County by a score of 46-32. And now only one line to fill in. Will it be Farmington or will it be Potosi as the champion in this MAAA boys' conference tournament? Had a fun week of basketball, and it's about to conclude with this game tonight. Farmington in the all-white uniforms, Trojans in the all-purple, and that's your uniform check brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most. Glad they're with us on J98. There's tip-off, and it's controlled by the Knights going from right to left. Tyson Gray hands it off to the point guard, Bryce Santagraw, who was brilliant in the semifinals. 20 points from him as he gets it inside. Cole Lawrence has it at the free throw line, pulls up and misses. Offensive rebound by Tyson Gray, loses the ball to Cole Gerstenberger, though, and they'll back it out. The Knights still in their first possession to the right wing now with Gray holding it over his head. He'll drive inside the arc and shovel it out to Cole Lawrence. Entry pass to Gerstenberger, one-on-one with Reed at the low block, misses the shot. Another offensive rebound by Tyson Gray, and he puts it back up and in. Tyson Gray averaging a double-double this year, already with 2 points and 2 rebounds in the contest. And 45 seconds in, Farmington leads 2-0. Isaiah Robinson already off the bench for Farmington, ready to check in next dead ball. Meanwhile, first possession for Potosi. Noah Jacobson, their leading scorer, drives, gets bumped to the ground. a little slow to get up, but appears to be all right. And Cole Lawrence is actually coming off the floor as Isaiah Robinson comes on, and he's going straight back into the tunnel, and he'll get some medical attention. Apparently came up a little shaken up.
Well, he's got a brace on his arm, or a wrap on his arm. He also looked like he was holding his collar. Maybe he got bumped in the face.
There's a foul on Farmington, so Potosi had the possession, but they turn it over, and now a try on the other end for the Knights. Gerstenberger couldn't catch a lob and finish it at the rim in the fast break, so Potosi gets it back. And now Caleb Kaufman has it with Zach Haynes on the left wing now with the rock. Gives it inside to Bryce Reed. Little ball fake. Tried to spin around but couldn't find any room. And they'll work it back out to the perimeter with Jacobson. Now Haynes left of the key. Finding Reed again against Gray. And he'll try the hook shot. Misses and rebound to Tyson Gray. 2-0 Farmington early on. Minute and a half gone in the first. Work around to the right wing now. The Knights have Gerstenberger up top and Isaiah Robinson, the freshman, driving inside, misses the first lay-in. Tyson Gray saved the rebound over the baseline, but then threw it to a Trojan, and now Potosi back the other end on the fast break, but they lose it underneath the basket, and the loose ball taken away by Gerstenberger. A 3-on-2 the other way for the Knights. Gerstenberger dumps it off for Brant Gray, and a nice job on the fast break as Brant Gray lays it in for two.
That's a fantastic find by Cole Gerstenberger. Noah Jacobson on the other end had tried to do the same thing, couldn't get it to Caleb Kaufman, though.
Noah Jacobson now dribbling with the left hand, gets inside. Shot was partially blocked and then taken away by Brant Gray of Farmington. And the Knights with an early 4-0 lead and the ball once more with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Santagraw throws it to the right with Robinson. Gray is open for a corner three, misses. Rebound on the backside taken by Gerstenberger of the Knights, and they'll reset with Robinson going to Tyson Gray on the right of the key. Now Santagraw, foul on extended on the right wing, enters it inside to Gerstenberger. He'll now back it out against Bryce Reed. Lob pass over the head of Tyson Gray and out of bounds. And it looks like Brett Hale wants to talk things over. Terry Noble is not happy. He was talking to Cole Gerstenberger there, was not happy with that pass from him to Tyson Gray. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's off St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And Farmington leading 4-0 early on over Potosi with 5:13 to go in the first quarter. The MAAA basketball tournament brought to you by Boozenbark Carpet in Farmington, Dwayne Doza Auto Body in St. Genevieve, the City of Bloomsdale, County DeWitt Center in St. Genevieve, and the North County School District in Bon Terre. So with Cole Lawrence exiting this game very early with an apparent injury, Farmington has had to dig into their bench a little bit more, and Blaine Worley has just checked in. Worley playing in about half of Farmington's games this year. So he's on the floor with Robinson, Tyson, and Brant Gray and Bryce Santagraw. Potosi with the ball down by four, looking for their first points. Reverse lay-in from Haynes is off the mark. Jacobson had his putback attempt blocked by Robinson, the freshman. And Farmington back with the ball. Santagraw into the front court. Throws it to the left with Worley. Looking inside, he's left all alone at the arc for three, but he won't take it. Now he'll go to Robinson between the circles to Brant Gray left of the key. Enters to his brother Tyson. Now Greg trying to back in Caleb Kaufman. Leaves it for Blaine Worley at the low block, but Worley got a little happy feet, and he travels with the basketball as he caught it. And with 4:37 to go in the first quarter, Cole Gerstenberger will check back in for Worley.
Yeah, you don't see Worley much other than a few extra minutes. He has played in 16 games this year, but is just 6 of 17 from the field. Has scored 16 points total. I think that was more head coach Terry Noble trying to send a message to Cole Gerstenberger to be smarter with the basketball.
Potosi with the rock now, down 4-0. Under 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Jacobson gives it outside to Caleb Kaufman, who's stepped out to the perimeter. Now back to Jacobson. Gerstenberger guarding him. It's Jacobson who will pull up for a long three. Left it short and the rebound out of bounds. Last off of Farmington, so Potosi will inbound right baseline.
Yeah, Potosi's done a really good job of fighting for rebounds here early on. You can see Farmington players, they look frustrated. They want foul calls, but right now the officials are letting this be a physical game.
Only one foul called in this game so far. It's on Farmington as Potosi gets it inside. Caleb Kaufman hesitates a bit, and he finally lays it in for two over Robinson. So first points of the game for Potosi. They're down 4-2. Farmington has Tyson Gray between the circles. Had it picked away by Jacobson. It's out of bounds and last off of Tyson Gray. Good hands in the on-ball defense from Noah Jacobson to force that turnover.
Good news for Farmington is Cole Lawrence is back on the bench right now, sitting down. Looks like maybe he just took some ibuprofen as well, so we'll see if they can put him back in the game.
Jacobson dribbling with it. Potosi down by two, giving it off to Kaufman right of the key. Cole Lawrence about to check in, next dead ball as they work to the right wing. Potosi with Haynes, lobs it inside. Kaufman tries the reverse lay-in against Robinson, and he got it to go.
Wow, what a move by Caleb Kaufman. That's two fantastic post-ups right there inside.
Santagraw, the point guard. We're tied at four with under 3.5 to play first quarter. Robinson gives it to Gray at the elbow. Tried to spin against Reed, had it knocked away, but then gets it back from Gerstenberger, and then Gray lays it in for two with the foul. Tyson Gray got downhill after that loose ball, and then the foul going on Caleb Kaufman of Potosi is first.
It's a big time pass that time by Gerstenberger, but man, going back to Caleb Kaufman, 6'4 junior who's really improving on his post play. He's made two fantastic plays to get Potosi their first two buckets.
Gray completes the three-point play at the line, makes that free throw. 5 points for Tyson Gray. Came into this game with 1,647 points, the most in Farmington boys basketball history. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and Farmington back up three. Jacobson had a pass tipped away, but Potosi gets it back with Wilson on the ball. Then Jacobson on this right wing near sideline, swinging around the perimeter with Reed, who stepped out. Now he'll hand to Jacobson, thought about the long three again, to Wilson left side instead. Now Wilson gives to Haynes. They'll work it around to the right wing now. Quick ball movement inside. Pass to Reed was tipped away by Tyson Gray and gives to Santagraw up the floor with 2.5 to play first quarter. Knights can extend a three-point lead. Tyson Gray left alone for three. Instead, drives inside the arc to Lawrence for a mid-range jumper, and it rattles home.
Cannot ask for a bigger difference maker than that. Literally, he's 6'8". He's a big difference maker. Knocks down the baseline jumper. That's such a weapon to have the big dude that can step away and hit those shots.
9-4 Farmington, 2 minutes to go in this first quarter of play. Jacobson gives up top. It's Wilson swinging around to Reed. Now left wing Haynes looking in and then gives back up top to the left of the key with Jacobson trying to shake Brant Gray and loses the basketball. Santagraw with the steal. One-on-one with Caleb Kaufman. Santagraw with the right hand lays it in for two. Timeout Potosi as Santagraw makes it 11-4 Farmington with 1:52 to go in the first quarter. Potosi already spending two timeouts in this first quarter. And we'll take it as well with Farmington leading 11-4 and 1:52 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30, this is the MAAA tournament on J98.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Farmington with the first run of the game. They're up 11-4 with 1:52 to go in the first quarter in this MAAA Boys Basketball Tournament Championship. Potosi with the basketball, but now Farmington's going to show full court pressure and then back off as the Trojans get it inbounds. Noah Jacobson walks it into the front court. Cole Gerstenberger guarding him. Man-to-man defense from the Knights as they work to Kaufman between the circles. Now right wing with Haynes. The senior holds it over his head, driving against Santagraw. Kicks out for Wilson. Now to Reed up top. Reed hands off to Jacobson. Wanted a three, but instead has to give it off to Kaufman on the right side of the key. Kaufman to Haynes on the left side of the floor. Looking back to Kaufman. Almost wasn't ready for the pass, but he does get it. With 1:20 to go in the first quarter, Potosi down 7, trying to work it inside. They find Kaufman, draws a double team from Lawrence and Gray, and then Kaufman, in the process, steps on the baseline.
It's a very alert double team that time. Something Terry Noble, you can tell, just had drawn up. Anytime Kaufman gets post position, double. See if you can get him in trouble.
Santagraw scoots away from the full court pressure. What a Euro step, and Santagraw lays it in with the left hand. Bryce Santagraw with back-to-back buckets, 13-4. Farmington leads under a minute to go in the first quarter. Haynes enters it into Reed, draws a double team in the post right away, kicks out for a Zach Haynes three, too strong, rebound Lawrence of Farmington gives to Sansagra on the outlet. 40 seconds. Brant Gray, a three ball, missed it, and a rebound. Gerstenberger tried to save it, but he could not do so over the baseline, and Potosi will get it back with 37.5 to go in the first. Robinson back in for Farmington to take off Brant Gray. Zach Haynes will flip it into Potosi's Noah Jacobson, averaging 24 points a game and 5.5 rebounds per contest. Now he gets it to Reed, top of the key, with Haynes now, and now Jacobson driving on the right wing, and a few too many steps as he tried the spin move and turns it over on the traveling violation. Potosi gives it up on the turnover, down 13-4 now. 20 seconds, and Potosi pressuring full court. Sansagra now steps over half court. Still dribbling with it with 12 seconds. Now to Tyson Gray. Quickly right wing. It's Lawrence. Give and go with Gerstenberger, and he lays it in for two with 6 seconds to go. Farmington up 11, and Haynes gets it into Jacobson with 2 seconds, and Noah will just let the clock run out. Good start for the Farmington Knights in the MAAA Boys Tournament Championship. They lead it 15-4 after one quarter of play over Potosi. Second quarter after this on J98.
The city of Bloomsdale would like to wish all the St. Genevieve County athletes in the MAAA Conference Tournament the best of luck. The city of Bloomsdale is proud of its local heritage and the growth that the community has experienced. The city of Bloomsdale is located in St. Genevieve County and is the home to the oldest French settlement in the area. Bloomsdale has experienced significant economic growth and would like to invite everyone to come out and experience all of the local businesses. The city of Bloomsdale, a great place to live and work.
Proud to support the athletes in this year's MAAA Conference Basketball Tournament are your handy neighborhood hardware stores, County DeWitt Center, and Farmington Building Supply. Tackle home improvement projects this year with the help of County DeWitt Center. They have everything you'll ever need to complete your projects, indoors and out, from building materials, hand tools, and hardware to houseware and more. Every job is made easier with the help of County DeWitt Center in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale and Farmington Building Supply.
Potosi starts with the basketball first, having to dig out of a hole early on after one quarter of play. Farmington leads at 15-4 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. A pass from Kaufman, tipped away by Tyson Gray. He gets the steal, tried the outlet up the floor to Robinson, who lost it off his foot and over the near sideline. And the Knights give it back after the steal. And Potosi will get it with just 15 seconds gone in the second quarter of play. Riker Walton into the game for the first time for Potosi. Gives it on the skip pass to Kaufman up top. And now Jacobson left wing. Now to Haynes left of the key. To the top with Kaufman again. Riker Walton looking. And now Jacobson gets it. Top of the key. Steps inside the arc. A long two. A little short and rebound. Gerstenberger of Farmington.
They're having Cole Lawrence guard Jacobson right now. A big fellow stepping away. Doing a good job too.
Lawrence has it short corner. Gives inside at the low block with Tyson Gray. Spin move. Hook shot. Missed it. Rebound to Jacobson. Correction, that's Kaufman who pulled down the board and gives to Jacobson for Potosi. Walton on the right wing, finding Reed at the low block. Kicks out for Walton. Robinson out there to close out. And now Walton gives to Kaufman. Tries his luck from three-point land. Can't get it. Long rebound to Gerstenberger. Three on one the other way for the Knights. Bounces to Lawrence. Lays it in with the left hand for two. And got hacked for the foul. He'll have one more at the line as Farmington extends the lead to 17-4.
Cole Gerstenberger, that's twice now. He's seen an opportunity to run and has taken advantage. Big time work in the fast break there by this really incredibly versatile 6'5 senior.
Brant Gray onto the floor. The sophomore takes off the freshman Robinson after some good minutes from Isaiah as he gets a round of applause from his bench. Cole Lawrence to the line. 4 points already in this championship game. Can't get that free throw off the front lip and a rebound to Potosi. Riker Walton brings it up the floor, and Walton holds it over the head, and Kaufman. Now Haynes quickly inside. It's Reed. Put it up and in, but the shot was after the foul, and they'll say Brant Gray picks it up for Farmington there, their second team foul. Potosi gets it back. They inbound it down by 13. Jacobson toting the rock on the far sideline, driving against Brant Gray. They left it outside, a dangerous pass to Zach Haynes. Gives it to Noah Jacobson, trying to make something happen down low, and eventually draws the foul. Brant Gray quickly picks up the second.
That's a nice job by Noah Jacobson forcing the issue. Things just haven't gone right for Potosi offensively, so sometimes you got to get a little bullheaded and just attack.
Jacobson hits the first free throw. That's his first point of the night, held scoreless in the first. Brant Gray off the floor. Isaiah Robinson quickly back for the Knights. Jacobson last night with 20 to help his team get past North County 44-41 and advance to this championship game. Jacobson goes one out of two. It's 17-5. Farmington leads. They've got the ball from right to left. It's Santagraw running the point. Picks up the dribble. Jacobson there to shield him. Now it's Gerstenberger to Lawrence. Left of the key. Just a step inside the arc. Gives to Santagraw. Weaves through the traffic. Left it at the low block for Robinson. Shot was blocked. I think Reed and Kaufman were both there. And it goes out of bounds. And Farmington will get it back with 5:57 left in the half. Farmington still up 12, and Gerstenberger will get it in. Finding Santagraw right of the key to Lawrence right wing. Enters it into Tyson Gray, then moves his way to the basket and banks it in for two.
That's too easy. That's way too easy post position for a really, really talented player in Tyson Gray. That had been a good defensive possession for Potosi up until that point.
Tyson Gray on the other end gets the block and the steal. Then he tried to throw it toward a teammate, and they say it's last off Potosi as Walton had gotten in the way of Robinson, but unable to keep it over the sideline. So Tyson Gray, who has 7 points tonight and just got that block and steal, will now have to wipe up the sweat underneath the floor where he fell. And
he scores, he rebounds, he blocks shots, and he can wipe a towel on the floor. I'm telling you, this kid can do everything.
Renaissance man. 19-5, Farmington leads, 5:40 to go in the half. The Knights trying to make it three in a row as far as MAAA tournament championships are concerned as Santagraw drives, trying to get past Jacobson. The ball gets squirted out to Tyson Gray. Air balls a mid-range jumper and a rebound to Potosi as Jacobson brings it up the floor. Noah will stop at the arc and now step inside. Leaves it at the middle of the lane for Kaufman. Bumped into a man, misses the layup short. Rebound Lawrence of Farmington as he outlets to Santagraw. Approaching 5 minutes to go in the half, and Farmington maintains a 14-point lead.
It's a really good look again for Potosi. Kaufman's got to be strong, though, around the big 6'8". Cole Lawrence got to finish.
Santagraw dribbling with the left hand. He is a lefty as he bounces it inside to Robinson at the low block. Robinson over the head of Reed gets it to go. First points off the bench for Isaiah Robinson, the freshman. 21-5 Farmington leads. We're under 4:40 to go in the first half. Kaufman throws it to the left with Haynes. Enters it inside, but it was knocked out of bounds by Tyson Gray. They wanted Kaufman at the low block. Instead, they'll settle for the inbound on the left baseline. Jacobson up top for Potosi to Haynes. Between the circles as the senior goes to the right side with Reed. Quickly inside, the bullet pass taken away, though, by Lawrence, who got his hand in there.
Yeah, Kaufman just wasn't ready for it. Good job by Lawrence to get there, and Isaiah Robinson comes up with a loose ball.
Santagraw passes left side. It's Gerstenberger. Bounce pass to Lawrence, and then a give and go as Gerstenberger lays it in for two, and a nice 1-2 move from Lawrence to Gerstenberger there. Second time they've connected on that little tandem, and it's a bigger lead for Farmington. 18 points, in fact, as they lead in this NAAA tournament championship. Reed on the other end tried to get position on the low block, couldn't finish, and a rebound to Farmington's Cole Lawrence gives it up the floor to Santagraw. Under four to go in the half. Santagraw, no look pass to Lawrence, tried the mid-range jumper but missed it, and a rebound Riker Walton of Potosi. 23-5, Farmington leads. Potosi struggling on offense. They got their leading scorer trying to get it inside as Jacobson now gets it to Walton. At the elbow, he stops, and now Jacobson tried to make a back cut, but the pass from Walton tipped away. Farmington from right to left as Gerstenberger drives inside, and before Gerstenberger's shot, Terry Noble wanted a timeout to talk things over with his group. And they've had a really nice start to this game. 3:25 to go in the first half. Farmington leading Potosi 23-5. Back in 30. This is the MAAA tournament on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
The MAAA Basketball Tournament on J98 is brought to you by Vicki Crocker Realty in DeLoge, the Arcadia Valley School District in Ironton, Quality Healthcare in DeLoge, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi, Hafner Financial Services in Farmington, Crouch Farley and Hiring CPA of Farmington, and the Bonterre License Office. Terry Noble just spent his first time out for Farmington. That time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's off St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Farmington has the basketball. They were on the fast break, but Terry Noble wanted to slow things down and talk over in the huddle as Gerstenberger gets it in, but his pass tipped away by Zach Haynes, and they'll say a foul on Farmington as Tyson Gray tried to go for that pass also, and Gray picks up his first personal.
A little too aggressive there from Tyson Gray, stuck between Zach Haynes and I think Noah Jacobson trying to get that loose ball.
Jacobson enters the front court for Potosi, driving left of the lane, then kicks out to Haynes. Looking inside as Haynes drives on Sansagraw, leaves it outside for Wilson. Now back on the left wing with Haynes. Now Jacobson's open for a left wing three. Too strong, rebound taken away by Robinson. He ripped it out of the hands of Riker Walton with 3 minutes to go in this first half. And an 18-point lead for Farmington, who has the basketball from right to left. Sansagraw to the elbow with Tyson Gray. To the low block with Robinson. Reverse lay-in, good. What a move, and the long arms from Robinson paying off there as it's a 20-point advantage for Farmington, their largest lead of the night.
A couple of times I've talked to Terry Noble. He's talked about how much Robinson is developing. You can see it there. Freshman at the beginning of the year doesn't make that strong move to the reverse layup.
Jacobson from the left wing drives and now gives to Wilson up top. Walton is open for a straight on three, missed it, but got his own rebound. And now to Jacobson, he'll try an even deeper three and nail it. So finally some points, and Noah Jacobson breaks the drought for Potosi. He's got four of Potosi's 8 points so far, and it's 25-8 Farmington, approaching 2 minutes to go in the first half. Quick ball movement from the Knights. Tyson Gray's pass, though, tipped away, and Potosi with the steal. I believe Walton got his hand in there. And now it's Jacobson on this near sideline, bouncing it up the floor to Haynes. On the right wing in the corner, gives up top with Wilson, the point guard. Now swinging around to the left wing. Jacobson gives a ball fake, drives baseline, double clutches, shoots it, misses. Rebound all the way out to half court. Haynes saves it to Wilson in the corner with Jacobson. Gives a little head and shoulder fake, shoots it, misses everything. Backside rebound by Kaufman. Potosi another chance, and Kaufman on the reverse lay-in puts it in for two.
Starting to get a little rhythm now, Potosi. I tell you what, all in all, Caleb Kaufman, really good first half. He's made some impressive moves. That one sweeping across the lane, able to get to the right hand with the reverse.
Little 5-0 spurt from Potosi. They're still down 15. Gerstenberger bounces down low to Tyson Gray, goes up with it, gets fouled, and he'll head to the line for two. Who's this on? Zach Haynes. First one on him on the night, 80 seconds to go in the half. And Tyson Gray will have a couple shots. All free throws brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They moved this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Grant Gray and Bryce Reed back on the floor. Tyson Gray was looking at the numbers earlier. Not only, of course, he has the school record for career points and rebounds, but he's closing in on a milestone as far as the rebounds are concerned. Before last night, he had 950 rebounds. So if you add last night's total and whatever you have tonight, he's going to be pretty close to 1,000 as Jacobson misses a right wing three for Potosi. We're under a minute to go in this first half, and Farmington up 26-10. After Tyson Gray on this last possession went 1 out of 2 at the line, gives to his brother Brant Gray at the top of the key, wants a three and cans it. 5 points from Brant Gray in the first half. 29-10, Farmington leads under 40 seconds to go first half. Jacobson has a ball screen from Kaufman, steps inside of Lawrence, and then makes a move to the lane and puts it in for two. 6 points in the first half from Jacobson, along with 6 from Kaufman. That's all the scoring, though, from Potosi in this first half as they trail 29-12. 20 seconds to go, and Farmington trying to sit for the last shot. Haynes guarding Santagraw, the ball handler, standing on that midcourt circle to Gerstenberger, and then back to Santagraw with 10 seconds. Santagraw now makes his move. Ball screen from Tyson Gray. Gives it offside to the low block. Cole Lawrence makes space and puts it in off the glass with 2 seconds to go. Farmington up 31-12. And a last-second heave from Noah Jacobson as he can't get that one to go from beyond half court. 31-12, Farmington with the lead after one half of play over Potosi in this MAAA Boys Championship game. And, you know, a very interesting first half, of course, but Farmington, Nathan, really did put the clamps on the defensive end, not letting really anyone other than Jacobson and Kaufman score.
And even then, Jacobson with just 6 points. That was a dominant first half on the part of Farmington. They were able to make a lot of plays defensively. Got some big shots to fall from their big shot makers like Tyson Gray and Cole Lawrence. And I was just about to say, when Brent Gray hit that three, just when you think you've got all the weapons covered, here comes another guard who can just pull up from 30 feet and knock them down.
What do you know? Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up after this. Farmington up 31-12 on Potosi in this MAAA Boys Championship on J98.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
The faculty and staff at North County St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student and athlete. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So be yourself and excel to the very top. Good luck on a great year and a great season from the faculty and staff at the North St. Francis County School District.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by, see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Halftime at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in the final game of the night and the final game of the tournament as the Farmington Knights lead this championship game over Potosi by a score of 31-12. This is the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Alongside Nathan Gertz, I'm Andy Humphrey. Let's look at your first half numbers brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Farmington's leading scorer, Tyson Gray. Who else? He's got 8 first half points, but pretty balanced scoring after that. 6 points from Cole Lawrence, who had to get a little bit of medical attention at the start of that first quarter, but eventually came back and provided 6 points. Then 5 points from Brant Gray, including a three, and then 4 points apiece from Bryce Santagraw, Isaiah Robinson, and Cole Gerstenberger, and that's the scoring for Farmington with 31 first half points. Potosi, not much doing on offense. Only 6 points apiece from Noah Jacobson and Caleb Kaufman, and that is the extent of their scoring with only 12 points on the board so far, and they trail by 19. Potosi went 1 of 2 from the line in that first half, and Farmington 2 for 4 at the charity stripe. We've already crowned a girls champion. Central Rebels taking it once again in this MAAA tournament over the North County Raiders 46-32, and Nathan Gertz caught up with Central head coach Josh Mapes. You'll hear that conversation after this on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Boys championship game going on right now. The girls championship game sees the Central Rebels knock off North County. Final score 46-32. Head coach of the Rebels, Josh Mapes, is joining us. Coach, really good defensive effort per usual for your ball club. But the biggest thing that stood out to me was that while Sophia Horton had that slow start, she caught fire in the second half. You still needed offense to give you that 9-point lead at halftime. And Callie Thurston and Avery Norris, they stepped up and it didn't look like they missed a beat. That has to make you feel great, the confidence those players have.
Absolutely. You know, we've been pretty well balanced. We've had four or five kids scoring in double digits the last few games. And when you have other kids that can put the ball in the basket besides one, it's really going to help out. And I thought, like you said, Avery and Callie really stepped up the first half and knocked some shots down.
Norris, the player of the game tonight for us, and knocking down the three, I thought maybe it didn't ice the game, but hitting that three to make it a 19-point game. At that moment, somebody finally seized control. It has to be great to have a player like that who's a junior that clearly has just so much experience already, still a year to go, and will be that point guard you can rely on.
She's a really good player, you know, and she's played well for us all year long. And she kind of got thrown into the point guard role this year when we lost our point guard at the very beginning of the year with an ACL injury. And she stepped up. We wouldn't have the season we've had without her, honestly.
Faced a lot of opponents that you'll see come district tournament time this week. You'll see a couple more here before the end of the regular season. Has to make you feel good that you're priming yourself and winning these ball games as you head towards those big games there at the end of the year.
It does. You know, it's tough. You know, the conference tournament's now and then the district's in a couple weeks. It's pretty well the same teams in it. And, you know, I wish this was a district championship, but it's not.
Coach, thank you so much. Congrats on the win.
Thank you guys for your coverage. We appreciate it.
That's Josh Mapes, head coach of the Central Rebels, as they knock off North County in the girls' title game of the MAAA tournament. 56-42 is your final. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on J98. It continues after this.
Vicki Crocker of Vicki Crocker Realty is proud to serve St. Francis and surrounding counties and is dedicated to serving all your real estate needs. Vicki Crocker is friendly, knowledgeable, and professional. Vicki Crocker Realty can provide you with up-to-date listings, including foreclosures, as well as information to sell your home in today's market. Call Vicki Crocker Realty, 747-8099, or stop by her office in Deloge. And don't forget to check her out on Facebook.
Well, we're moments away from getting the second half started. Farmington with an impressive first half performance, 31-12. They lead it after one half of play over the Potosi Trojans in this boys MAAA conference tournament championship. Alongside Nathan Gertz, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. About 2 minutes away from getting the second half started, which gives us time to remind you that you can listen to this and all of our games online at mimoinfo.com. Courtesy of Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow that attitude at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Farmington getting a nice round of applause as they emerge from the tunnel. Potosi already out for a couple minutes, getting some warm-up shots in. Leading scorer, 8 points from Tyson Gray of Farmington, and then balanced scoring from their other five rotation players after that. They each had at least 4 points in that first half. Potosi, not much. 6 points apiece from Noah Jacobson and Caleb Kaufman, but that's it. Somebody else will have to find the score sheet if they'll have a chance in coming back against this Farmington team.
I was about to say, Andy, it's worth noting when we were here last night, game against Central, they built a 20-1 lead. They got off to another fast start against the Rebels, but there was a point there in that second half where Central was able to work it back to an 8-point game. So Farmington is absolutely capable of letting a big lead slip, and Central certainly has the scoring led by Noah Jacobson. One thing I'd like to see them do a little more in the second half, maybe get Zach Haynes open a couple bit on a couple more shots on just running those cutting plays where you screen him open for the 3-point shot. He's got a good stroke. He knocked down a big one the other night in their win over North County. I'd like to see him let it fly a couple times. They're going to need some three balls to fall, just like Central did the other night, if they want to have a chance to get back in this game.
Of course, the defense has been very suffocating from the Knights. We'll see how Potosi adjusts to that. And then for Farmington, you know, not much to change on the offensive end. You've been pretty well balanced throughout and getting the looks that you were wanting. And now Farmington talking things over before they break their huddle for the second half. Potosi already out there with their starters again. That's Jacobson, Haynes, Wilson, Reed, and Kaufman. And then Farmington coming back with their starters. Brant Gray, Tyson Gray, then Lawrence, Gerstenberger, and Sansegrove. Teams have flipped ends. Knights will go from left to right now in their all-white uniforms. Potosi in the all-purple. Bryce Santagraw, the point guard, gives it to the right. They work to the right wing with Brant Gray and then Tyson Gray, finding Lawrence open at the elbow, and he pulls up for an 18-footer and connects.
He's automatic on that shot. I don't think I've seen him maybe miss once or twice, but that's it. Perfect shot from the 6'8 center.
8 points from Tyson, or correction, from Cole Lawrence to match Tyson Gray tonight. 33-12, Farmington with their largest lead at 21 points. Noah Jacobson averaging 24 points a game, held to just 6 in the first half. Now he'll give it to the right side with Bryce Reed, to the right wing with Haynes, enters it inside to Kaufman, tried to make space, misses the layup short, rebound Gerstenberger of Farmington, up the floor to Sansegrove, gives outside, Brant Gray a corner three, rattles home! Two threes tonight from Brant Gray, 8 points for him. And Farmington now up 36-12, a minute gone in the third. Jacobson left open, and he'll pull up from downtown. Can't get it to go, and a rebound. Tyson Gray of Farmington gives up the four to Sansegrove. Racing inside is Bryce. Leaves it outside for a Tyson Gray three. Too strong. Rebound, Caleb Kaufman of Potosi. Outward up the four to Jacobson. Got past one man, now another, as he puts it over Lawrence and in for two.
That was a really nice adjustment on the run there by Jacobson, hurtling down this left sideline and then able to finish up and around a 6'8 Cole Lawrence.
36-14 the score. Knights on top with the ball, and it's Gerstenberger between the circles. Bounce pass to the right of the key with Lawrence holding it over his head. The big 6'8 center looking for a passing option, still holding it. Now Gerstenberger's open at the top of the key. So Lawrence again. Now Gerstenberger rips through, and now with Tyson Gray, back to Gerstenberger on the give and go, and a left-handed lay-in goes.
They let Gerstenberger stay open there around the three-point line. He's only 4 of 13 this year shooting three balls, but he does a really good job eventually getting a lane to the bucket, cutting, and a nice pass by Tyson Gray.
Jacobson cut off on the drive by Tyson Gray, kicks it out for an open three for Zach Haynes, missed it, rebound on the backside by Brant Gray. 38-14, Farmington leads, under 6 to go in the third quarter. Long pass up the floor to Lawrence, tried to gather himself, misses the layup, and a rebound Austin Wilson of Potosi. Gives to Jacobson, crosses over half court. Jacobson pulls up for a long range three, and he got it to go. Might need a few more of those if Potosi will want to come back. They're down 38-17, approaching 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Lawrence with it just inside the arc on the right wing to Gerstenberger, then tipped off the hands of Tyson Gray. He was in the path of Sansegrove, who I believe that's where Gerstenberger was wanting to get in, and Tyson realizes that and holds up his hands. Of course, not much to fret about if you're Farmington up by 21 with 5 minutes to go in the third in this championship contest. Haynes with it left wing. Lobs it inside. Bryce Reed, one dribble, and then back out to Haynes. Drives right of the lane, kicks out for Austin Wilson. And now Wilson rips through and repositions up top. Wilson dribbling with the left hand. Leaves it for Jacobson, left wing. Guarded by Brant Gray. Jacobson tries to shake Brant. Little step back in the mid-range, then steps through. Misses the shot. It was blocked partially by Lawrence. Then he got his rebound back. Blocked again, but then a foul.
I think maybe Jacobson thought that first time he went up he was going to draw a foul, and instead a clean block. Good help defense over there by Cole Lawrence. But credit to Jacobson, he stays with the play. Hard-earned effort, draws a foul.
Trojans inbound it. They get it up top with Haynes. Then to Kaufman, who stepped out to the perimeter. Kaufman to the right with Wilson on the wing. And now Isaiah Robinson, who just checked back in for Farmington, guarding him. Wilson falls down on the dribble and loses the ball. And it goes out of bounds to Farmington.
Can't have too many empty possessions anymore if you're Potosi going forward in this ballgame.
38-17, Farmington with the big lead. Approaching 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Santagraw drives inside, kicks out Gerstenberger, then Tyson driving middle of the lane. Contested layup, no. Rebound Wilson at Potosi. And gives to Jacobson. Jacobson pretty much running the point and gives right side to Wilson. He wants an option inside instead. Gives it up top with Haynes. Now Kaufman back to Wilson, who stepped out right of the key to Bryce Reed. Lob pass inside Jacobson to the low block. Misses the shot against Lawrence. And then Cole brings down the rebound for Farmington. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Farmington from left to right and a big cushion at 21 points. Santagraw no-look pass down low. It's with Cole Lawrence. Little hesitation, and he stepped through for the easy two in the left hand.
Boy, his array of moves is fantastic in the post. He's so polished. You can really see the 4 years he spent here at Farmington paid off. He's turned into a terrific basketball player.
Lawrence, 10 points, first man into double figures tonight. They go inside, Potosi does, with Kaufman. Shot was blocked from behind. I think Robinson may have got his hand in there. As Farmington leads by 23, they've got the ball back. Santagraw driving far sideline. Spin move in the middle of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand. No. And a rebound. Jacobson at Potosi brings down the rebound. And then a foul called directly afterward on Isaiah Robinson, who picks up his first personal. Brant Gray back onto the floor. Cole Gerstenberger gets a seat. And then for Potosi, Riker Walton returns to the floor, giving Bryce Reed a rest. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Potosi has Jacobson driving inside, picks up the dribble at the low block, shoots it and misses. Rebound Tyson Gray of Farmington. One-handed pass up the floor. Santagraw gives to Lawrence inside the arc. A mid-range jumper, yes. 12 points from Cole Lawrence, 6 in this third quarter. And Farmington with a 25-point advantage and 2.5 to go in the third. Jacobson on the right of the key with Walton now, and it's Wilson back to Jacobson left wing, driving baseline on Gray, correction Robinson, and he bumped into Isaiah, who takes a tumble, and it looks like Robinson will pick up the blocking foul, his second personal. That will result in free throws for Noah Jacobson. We get two at the line. He's 1 of 2 tonight. First one up and through. Got 12 points, Noah Jacobson does. Going to play baseball at SEMO next year. He was a three-sport athlete, started out playing football, played quarterback for the Trojans first couple of years, but then got hurt junior year and decided to forego it his senior season after committing to go play at SEMO. Makes both free throws, 42-19. Farmington with the lead. They've got the ball. Tyson Gray down low, puts it in, had the foul from behind, and he'll go to the line for one more.
You know, I was just about to say, and I was thinking, Tyson Gray's been kind of quiet offensively in this quarter. So, of course, they get him a post up. He finishes, and he draws the foul as Cole Lawrence comes off and gets a big-time round of applause from Terry Noble. Lawrence, especially, has had a great game tonight. Knocked down every shot he's taken, essentially.
6 points in the third quarter, 12 for the game. Gerstenberger takes his place. Tyson Gray, the free throw, misses. And a rebound, Walton at Potosi. Bullet pass up the floor to Haynes. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Jacobson driving baseline. Shot was partially blocked by Robinson. Offensive rebound and a putback attempt by Kaufman, but he can't get it to go. He does draw the foul. Tyson Gray picks up foul number 3, and then Cole Lawrence hops off the bench quickly after getting that rest. And now Caleb Kaufman, first free throw good, and Tyson Gray going to have to take a seat after picking up that third. He gets a good ovation from his bench and the fans right behind them. 2:02 to go in the third quarter. 44-20. Make it 44-21 as Kaufman gets both free throws. Farmington back with the ball in the big lead by 23 points. Santagraw at the point. He'll go to the right wing with Gray. Now gives it up top, tipped out of bounds, and Zach Haynes got in the way of the pass. It was off him last, and Knights will get it back. Brant Gray gives to Sansagraw. Now Bryce dribbling against Haynes. Throws it to the left with Gerstenberger. Robinson now right of the key to the elbow with Lawrence. Just a step inside the arc, finding Robinson, but it was tipped away. Kaufman with the steal for Potosi, and now Jacobson brings it up the floor. They're trying to cut into a 23-point deficit. Jacobson pulls up from the arc and puts it in for three.
I don't think he's got any sort of limits on his range. I think I heard Clark Kellogg saying a basketball broadcast once, his range is in the building. Yeah, Noah Jacobson having no trouble knocking. He hasn't been completely accurate tonight, but had no trouble there on that jumper.
Lob pass down low. Nice back cut by Brant Gray, and an easy two for Brant, as he has a nice game also. 10 points for him. Meanwhile, Jacobson with 10 points just in this quarter and 16 for the game. 46-24, Farmington leads. We're under a minute to go in the third. On the right wing for Potosi, it's Haynes. Now driving inside, kicks it out to Jacobson. Thought about the very long range three. Instead, he'll drive on Robinson. Steps through the lane. Little scoop shot up and no. Missed it. Rebound Lawrence of Farmington. Outlet Sansagraw into the front court. Tried to bounce pass to Brant Gray. It found him. And Brant Gray lays it in. What a pass from Sansagraw. And Brant Gray now at 12 points.
Nice little game for Brant Gray. It's a quiet 12 points, too. It's been kind of, you kind of just look up and all of a sudden there he is in double figures. Behind that play, Caleb Kaufman got his shoe caught underneath his foot, and he and Brett Hale are kind of exchanging a laugh, like, I can't get it back in. But the thing is, Brett Hale then has a discussion with the official saying, shouldn't we stop the play for the equipment malfunction? Ended up not doing that.
25 and now 20 seconds to go in this third quarter. Potosi down by 24 as Haynes has a right wing, and it's Walton now up top. Walton to the left with Wilson. Now Jacobson left wing under 10 seconds. Jacobson against Gerstenberger, driving baseline, steps back, mid-range jumper, no. Rebound Lawrence with 3 seconds, and now Sansagraw will heave it from half court as the buzzer sounds, and a little short as he lets out a little chuckle to his teammates after coming up a little short there. His team up big, 48-24 after three quarters of play in this MAAA Boys Championship game. Fourth quarter after this on J98.
Family, health, home. Comtree Comprehensive Health Center offers complete care to you and your family through primary care, dental care, and behavioral health services.
Be mentally ready every day, proud of your smile, and stay physically healthy for years to come.
We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
The MAAA basketball tournament on J98 is brought to you by Lawson Animal Hospital and Cadet, A1 Home Care in Bonterre, Fortitude Fitness in Potosi, Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve, Liberty Plaza in Farmington, Just in Drywall in Farmington, Terdelac Boat and RV Self-Storage in Bonterre, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, and Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. 48-24, Farmington leads after three quarters of play on the Parkland Elfmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Elfmark Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Potosi starting with the basketball first. They're down 24. Jacobson gives it to the right with Kaufman. Now they swing it around the perimeter. Jacobson's open for a baseline drive, and against Lawrence, he muscles it in for two.
Regardless of what happens tonight, Noah Jacobson's going to get his. That's 18 for the ball game now. He's really heated up in the second half.
Chad Sylvie into the game for the first time for Farmington, running the point guard duties as Bryce Sansagraw is getting a rest. As Brant Gray drives baseline, misses the reverse lay-in, and rebound by Kaufman of Potosi. Jacobson up the floor for the Trojans, dribbling with the left hand, gets to the low block against Gerstenberger, dumps it outside with Kaufman. He'll try the reverse layup, and he gets it to go.
They still have all the scoring tonight for Potosi. 18 for Jacobson and now 10 for Kaufman. Those two have been the entire offense tonight.
48-28 Farmington. Sylvie between the circles calling out the offensive signals. Gives to Brant Gray left of the key. Now left wing Gerstenberger holding it over his right hip. Now Gerstenberger dribbles to the top of the key. Picked up by Philip I, who just checked in for Potosi. I guarding Gerstenberger. Now it's Brant Gray, who triggers from three. Left it short. Almost got the friendly bounce, though. Rebound tapped around and then eventually goes out of bounds. They'll say Potosi basketball with 6:41 to go in the game. Bryce Santagraw back on the floor for Farmington, as well as Isaiah Robinson. Gerstenberger and Sylvie get a seat. Correction. Gerstenberger will stay out there. Brant Gray off the floor for the Knights. Knights will inbound as Lawrence gets it in. Lawrence now holding it on the left wing. And now Robinson has it up top. Robinson to Santagraw. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Farmington with a big lead by 20. Santagraw now to Tyson Gray with those three fouls. Gives to Robinson, drives baseline. Santagraw thought about the mid-range jumper and set up top with Tyson Gray. Steps inside, a wraparound pass to Robinson. It left outside for Lawrence, who misses the shot. Offensive rebound by Tyson Gray. Put back, no, but Lawrence is there to stick it back home. 14 for Lawrence and 8 in this second half. And it's 50-28 Farmington. Under 6 to play as Jacobson goes left wing. Haynes now low block. Walton outside to Kaufman. Now Jacobson again right of the key. Dribbles to the left side of the floor. Guarded by Santagraw. Now Walton up top holding it over the head. Philip I. Now Jacobson driving baseline on Santagraw. Kicked it out to Haynes. Pump fake and then steps inside the arc for a long two. Missed it. Gerstenberger the rebound for Farmington. Outlet to Santagraw. 50-48, Knights lead it. Santagraw to the elbow, gives outside Gerstenberger, bounce pass to Tyson Gray in the corner, entry pass Cole Lawrence, spin move, off the glass and in with the foul.
Another spectacular post move and a spectacular night for Cole Lawrence. He has just been dominant inside, whether it's on offense or on defense, come up with a couple block shots as well. Fantastic night for the 6'8 senior.
16 points, chance to make it 17 with this free throw brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. He gets it to go. He's one of two from the line tonight, Cole Lawrence, with 17. And it's a big lead once again, 25-point lead for Farmington in this MAAA championship game. Noah Jacobson, a long three-pointer from the right of the key, missed it. Rebound tapped around and eventually corralled by Tyson Gray. Long outlet up the floor. Gerstenberger lays it in with the left hand for two. Cole Gerstenberger finishing off your McDonald's fast break of the game. McDonald's tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love at your local McDonald's restaurants. 27-point lead for the Knights. Potosi with the ball from right to left. Jacobson gives it inside at the low block with Walton. His pass taken away by Santagraw. Farmington back the other way from left to right. Chad Sylvie about to check in. Next dead ball for the Knights. We're at 4.5 to go in this ball game, and Farmington looking well on their way to securing their third straight MAAA tournament championship. Robinson misses a corner three. Rebound Jacobson to Potosi. Walks it into the front court. Jacobson now dribbling with the left hand, dumped it off to Kaufman, open for two at the low block and lays it in. Again, it's just those two guys, Jacobson and Kaufman, with all the scoring for Potosi tonight. Kaufman now with 12.
Do we set off the confetti cannons if somebody else scores?
Probably.
For Potosi?
Might have to get them ready. Under four to go in the fourth quarter, 55-30. Farmington with the ball and the lead. Lawrence at the high post, kicks it out for Robinson, drives inside. Santagraw now triggers from three, air ball, missed it on the backside, saved, and Lawrence tried to keep it inbounds over the baseline, but instead threw it over the sideline.
Boy, credit to the big fella, Lawrence. Already got hurt earlier in this game, had to go to the locker room briefly, and trying to save that loose ball there in a 25-point game. You worry more about health maybe than anything else. He's still laid out, did a great job to save that ball. Still showing hustle at this stage in the game is great, and he's going to get subbed out here for Blaine Worley and get a well-deserved round of applause.
So Worley on the floor as well as Sylvie and Brant Gray. He joins Tyson Gray and Isaiah Robinson out there for Farmington. For Potosi, it's Philip I, Bryce Reed, Noah Jacobson, Caleb Kaufman, and Riker Walt, correction, Zach Haynes, as Jacobson pushes the issue down low and drives in for a two-point layup. Jacobson with 20 now. 55-32. Farmington with the big lead. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They swing around the perimeter. Now short corner with Tyson Gray. Little scoop shot. And he couldn't get it to go, but he got the foul. Bryce Reed picks up his first foul of the night. Tyson Gray to the line.
Pretty foul-free second half so far. Talking about how it's been just Kaufman and Jacobson doing all the scoring as Gray misses his first free throw attempt. I think if anybody else gets in the scoreboard for night for Potosi, they deserve free chicken because this Farmington defense is real good. It's a hard, hard thing to score against this bunch, and if somebody else can get a bucket in this second half, give them something, some sort of free giveaway.
There you go. I think he might be onto something. Gray goes one out of two at the line, 56-32. Farmington leads, approaching 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Jacobson dribbles with the left hand, now switches to the right, steps back, a three-pointer from straight on, off the front iron twice and no good. Rebound Tyson Gray of Farmington. The Knights about to empty out their bench a little bit as Gray triggers from the left wing, misses the three. Rebound Jacobson of Potosi. Between the legs dribble as Jacobson in the fast break lays it in with the left hand but can't get the friendly roll there off the back iron. The rebound to Brant Gray. And Farmington back up the floor, up 56-32. Brant Gray dribbling in midcourt, guarded by Phillip I. Now to Tyson Gray, looking around for an option. Tyson goes to the left with Blaine Worley. Fakes one pass, now to Brant Gray. Bounce pass to the short corner with Robinson. Shovels it out to Brant again. Up top, Sylvie. Now Worley left wing to Tyson. Give and go to Worley as he tries to drive in, and he puts it in for two.
That's a nice adjustment around the rim there by Blaine Worley and an excellent, heady, smart cut after the quick touch pass over there to Tyson Gray.
We're at 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Potosi dribbling it up with Jacobson. It's 58-32, Farmington leading. Kaufman trying to back his man down low. Kicks out for I. Now Haynes up top with Kaufman. Now Jacobson driving middle of the lane, trying to force the issue once more and draws the foul. What's going on? Isaiah Robinson is third. So for Farmington, it's Evan Burke and Ethan Bierick, who have incredibly similar last and first names, who come onto the floor. And Farmington will also bring on Isaac Tinnen for the first time.
Well, and Burke and Burek, their numbers are 21 and 12.
Yeah.
For all we know, they might just be the same person.
They are
just
very good friends.
And they're just moving back and forth incredibly fast.
Inside, a man that just checked in for Potosi. That is Garrett I, who makes the two at the low block.
He gets the free chicken.
There you go. Garrett I out there with Peyton Larimore and also Phillip I, as well as Anthony Smith and Riker Walton for Potosi. And then for the Knights, the five on the floor, it's Sylvie, Worley, Burke, Bierick, and Tinnen. Burke is open for three from the left wing, and he cans it. Farmington bench loves that. 61-34, Farmington leads under 70 seconds to go in the game.
I think Burke came into tonight just 1-3 from three-point land, so of course his bench loves seeing him get a chance to rise some fire and knock it down.
Turnover on the Potosi offensive end. Farmington back with it. Sylvie, a pass to Bierick. Kicks out for an Isaac Tinnen three. That rattles out. Rebound on the backside by Garrett I, and he drew a foul as well. That's going on, Bierick. Bierick with his first personal. Nobody in the bonus. 49.1 to go in the fourth quarter, and Farmington about to secure their third consecutive MAAA tournament championship. Driving is Larimore. Bounce pass inside. Couple spin moves from I. His shot was blocked by Worley, and Sylvie comes away with it. Half minute to go as Chad Sylvie throws to the right wing with Worley. Drives inside. Pass off the foot of a Potosi defender and out of bounds. 27.9 to play. Meanwhile, Potosi will fall to 10-11. Farmington will get their 20th win of the season. Worley along three, missed it short. Walton gets the rebound for Potosi and gives it to Phillip I. Under 20 seconds to go, fans starting to file out as I gives up top Larimore. He thought about the three, and now he'll pull the trigger, missed it short. Rebound Bierick, 8 seconds, that should do it. Farmington Knights once again our MAAA Conference Tournament Championship. They win it by a score of 61-34 over the Potosi Trojans. The one beats the two. Farmington 20-2 on the season. Potosi now 10-11 as that wraps up the MAAA tournament. Central, the girls winner, and Farmington gets the boys championship. Both teams defending their title that they won last year. We'll have a home pools and spas postgame show after this. Stay tuned on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best during the annual MAAA basketball tournament. Teamwork is important to excel, and you have what it takes to be winners, and success is in your future. Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to invite and encourage the community to come out and support these young athletes. Safe travels to all the teams, parents, and fans. This message from everyone at the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
At Quality Healthcare in Deloge, you and your family's health is their number one priority. Quality Healthcare has been serving the community for over 25 years, accepting Medicare and Medicaid and welcoming new patients. Contact the staff for an appointment with Dr. Lawrence Lum or nurse practitioners Kim Yeager, Debbie Anderson, or Alicia Whitwell. Call 573-431-2829 or drop by their office at 330 North State Street in Deloge today.
Twin City Toyota has sweetheart deals for your Valentine going on right now. And here's a bonus Valentine's offer just for you. Mention this ad and Twin City Toyota will include a free remote start with your new vehicle purchase. And if you're wanting to sell your car for cash, don't think twice. Think Twin City. Come into Twin City Toyota for a free appraisal. What could be easier? That's Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Back inside Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Farmington Knights, your boys MAAA Conference Tournament champions, 61-34. They win it over the Potosi Trojans. This is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on J98. Andy Humphrey with you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Looking at some of your final numbers, your leading scorer in Applebee's, a Farmington player of the game, that is Cole Lawrence, 17 points, including 11 in the second half, and he really got that Farmington attack going. Even though it was pretty balanced scoring from the Knights, a lot of contributors in this championship game, Cole Lawrence really did key it for the other guys as well, and he's your Applebee's a Farmington player of the game with 17 points tonight. Also in double figures, Brant Gray with 12 points, including a couple of threes. 11 points from Tyson Gray tonight, including 8 in the first half. Then 8 points from Cole Gerstenberger. 4 points apiece from Isaiah Robinson and Bryce Sansagraw. 3 points off the bench for Evan Burke in that fourth quarter, and also Blaine Worley getting on the score sheet for Farmington with 2 points of his own. Potosi, not too many different scores tonight, as Noah Jacobson led them with 20 points. Then it was 12 points from Caleb Kaufman and Garrett Eye off the bench with 2 points. And those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We've got Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights, on with us now on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Another tournament championship coach, and a lot of these championships this year, you've been the one seed and you've lived up to the billing by finishing it off in really an impressive fashion tonight against a tough two seed in Potosi. Really, from the start, you seem to be in control.
Well, I just have to credit the unselfish play from everybody, Andy, because that's what I told the kids at halftime. It's hard to defend whenever everybody on the floor is a threat and everybody's moving well and they're catching well and we're hitting the open man with the pretty pass. And they're so unselfish, you know, that to me that's what makes this team go. And that was what got us off to the great first half start and really throughout the whole game.
Well, and that showed on the stat sheet. You had 8 different scores, 3 of them in double figures. Cole Lawrence ended up being our player of the game. He had 17, but it seemed like, as you mentioned, you know, he's such a good passer and he opens up so many lanes. You saw a few give and goes, you know, with him and Cole Gerstenberger. It opened up some spots for Tyson Gray, too. But what about Lawrence's game has really changed things up when you came in and took this job with Farmington? What did you see when you saw Cole Lawrence in practice?
Well, you know, I tried to make him a low post player last year, and I figured out that's not where he belongs. Cole can play out high in the high post because he's such, you see where he shoots from, he can shoot that shot, but he's such a good passer. So
and we can cut around him. If we put him on the low block, then the ball offense stops when he catches it. But if we put him at the high post, then the offense continues, and we get really good looks at the basket because of him. So that it took me most of last year to figure that out about him. And so this year, you know, he's playing that high post for us, or even coming out away from the basket. We ran a five-out deep offense a lot tonight, which had him out on the perimeter making passes. So that his versatility really makes a difference.
Defensively, a really impressive performance, only 34 points, and only, you know, if you take away the one bucket that one of their bench players got at the very end of the game, the only two scorers were Caleb Kaufman and Noah Jacobson, the only two guys that were able to put it in the bucket. What worked well for you defensively, and how did you execute it out there?
Well, I thought we had good weak side help off the other guys, but Cole Gerstenberg did a great job when he was guarding, for most of the night, when he was guarding Jacobson, and I thought that was a key because we had to make sure we didn't just let him get on a run because he was capable of doing that. So we did that. We held him to one shot a lot. Got a lot of one-shot possessions where we got the rebound back. You know, that was a big key on the defensive end.
And, of course, you know, obviously this is a confidence builder. You know, you keep a 20-2 record now and you get another tournament championship. But with this going into a couple of weeks where you try and tune up for the district tournaments, how does a win like this kind of help the guys to focus in and you know, try and fine-tune their game even more before districts comes up?
Well, I know last year we came out of this tournament and we stubbed our toe the first game out. We actually played pretty well against Cape Notre Dame, but we didn't take care of the ball at the end of the game, missed a couple free throws and things like that. But then we went on to beat Hillsboro, which was very tough last year, and we beat Pacific, who was a very tough team, after the tournament. So that and then we really looked good in the district tournament. I thought we played well. So this could really help us spur us on. This team, every time we win, it seems to reinforce that what we're doing works, and they seem to have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. So that really helps, and when you have success, you know, just built on it.
You know, most teams, when they come out of this tournament, they might only have, you know, two, maybe three games over those 2 weeks, but you've got four, including one that was made up from earlier, a conference game that you still got to get in against Fredericktown. But how do you think that helps them to keep kind of that routine of having, you know, two games a week and things like that?
Exactly. I'm glad it worked out that way because we had a packed schedule. If you remember, Andy, you saw us at Potosi. We came off a stretch of about eight games in about 12, 13 days coming out of the Christmas tournament. But we were able, actually it was fortunate, we didn't have to play Fredericktown right in the middle of that. We ended up moving that game. So that's a good time to play that game for us. And it'll keep us in a routine. You're exactly right. I think that'll be very helpful.
All right, Coach. Well, congrats on the win. Go enjoy it with your team. And thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for your coverage. We really appreciate it.
You bet. That's Terry Noble, head coach of the Farmington Knights. They are champions in this MAAA Boys Conference Championship. And the Knights get to celebrate once again for the third consecutive year in this tournament. And they're out on the floor touting that championship trophy. We'll hope to get a chance to talk with Brett Hale as well. And we'll step aside for a little bit on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. This is the MAAA tournament on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Parents, this is Myrna from the Y. Mark your calendars. Kids Night Out at the YMCA will Saturday, February 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. Kids ages 5 to 12 are invited to the Jefferson County Y for a safe, supervised evening of fun. Parents, you get the evening off to relax. Kids can swim, play in the gym, partake in crafts, and enjoy many other activities. Members pay $13, non-members pay $18. Registration closes at noon on Friday the 15th. Register by calling 636-931-9622 today.
We on Tyson Gray of Farmington. One-handed pass up before Santagraw gives to Lawrence inside the arc, a mid-range jumper, yes. 12 points from Cole Lawrence, 6 in this third quarter, and Farmington with a 25-point advantage and 2.5 to go in the third. That was your Gilster Mary lead play of the game. What a night from Cole Lawrence, and that was just part of what really made it a big lead for Farmington, that mid-range jumper. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, and we're now joined by Brett Hale, head coach of the Potosi Trojans. Falling just short tonight, 61-34 over against Farmington in the MAAA Tournament Championship. You know, an early hole, and of course, it's tough to kind of keep up with some of those big players that Farmington has, but what defensively did you try to adjust to see if you could try and limit them even a little bit in that first half?
Yeah, you know, I didn't think we were great defensively tonight. You know, I thought the first 3 or 4 minutes we were pretty good, but we gave up some offensive rebounds when we got stops, and, you know, you can't do that. You have to limit that team to one shot because they're too good. And then there was a little lull there, second, third quarter, where I didn't think we played very good defensively. And then it got a little better at the end of the game. But, you know, we've got to take some things from that and guard them a little bit better if we see them again.
And, of course, you know, I guess not much scoring as far as, you know, guys that that other than Jacobson or Kaufman, you know, they really had the bulk of your points tonight. And, of course, if you don't have those contributors, it can be tough. But, of course, you know, Jacobson and Kaufman, they tried to force the issue a little bit and get whatever they could. And of course, you know, they did a pretty good job at that and at times. Jacobson trying to force the issue a lot of the times. And, of course, when you have nights like this, does Jacobson just try to keep things going himself or try to get other guys involved?
Oh, you know, I obviously, it's not ideal to have two guys score all your points. That's going to be those two guys better be super good if they're going to win that way. So, yeah, we've got to do a little bit better job, you know, distributing the ball. And those other guys have to do a better job scoring it. You know, we've got to find some scoring from somewhere else. But I thought Caleb played really well against all that size. I thought he had a nice night and was under control and did a lot of good things. And, you know, Noah's tough to cover. I thought in the first half you know, he rushed it a little bit and took a couple bad ones. The second half, I thought he was really good. He missed a couple easy layups that he normally makes. But, yeah, we've got to find some other guys.
Well, of course, with this tournament and how this week played out for your team, I'm sure you're still probably pretty pleased with the earlier games. I mean, teams that you know you'll face, at least one of them you'll face in the district tournament maybe. And then, of course, Arcadia Valley, a tough team that's always tough to play out of that small school division. Did you like the week that your team had overall despite this loss?
Yeah, I think so. I, you know, our goal coming in the week was to get to this game and play in this game. And, you know, we did that. We got it done. And, you know, that's all I can ask. We knew this was going to be a chore. I would have liked to have had a little better showing in this game. But, you know, obviously we can take a lot of positives from the week. We got 2 more wins against 2 quality opponents. So, yeah, I think we can take a lot of positives.
Of course, a lot of downtime coming up. You do have 2 games over a couple of weeks span. Thursday, you get Arcadia Valley at home, and then on the 20th, you get Festus in a road game. What's the focus for your group, and where do you think your group is at as far as their readiness for the district tournament?
Well, I think that's, you know, we use these 2 weeks to get ready for the district. You know, that's our goal now, and we talked about that in the locker. We actually play Monday, too. We're rescheduling a game with Central,
right,
so
yeah.
So we actually have that game quickly on Monday. So a quick turnaround there, but you know, those are we've got 3 good opponents that'll challenge us, and that, those will be games that are good to prepare for the district. So I'm happy with our schedule, and for the next 2 weeks, we got a little time to practice and some time to play some games too. So yeah, you know, it's time to get ready for the district, and our next goal is to play in the district final. That's what we're building toward.
Well, hey, good week, Coach, and fun to watch, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Brett Hale, head coach of the Potosi Trojans. And they fall short tonight, 61-34. Farmington, your boys, MAAA tournament champions. And that wraps up our coverage. It was a fun week of basketball here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. And, of course, Central winning the girls' side of things. They defeated North County by 14. And then Farmington, a big victory, 61-34 over Potosi. All 3 of Farmington's wins were by at least 18 points. The closest one was the semifinal round when they defeated Central 68 to 52, correction, 16 points. I can't do math. It's been a long week, folks. But an impressive showing either way from the Farmington Knights, and they once again can call themselves MAAA Boys Conference Tournament Champions, and Central gets to tout that girls' trophy after winning the MAAA Tournament as well. For Nathan Gertz, I'm Andy Humphrey. Big thanks to Derek Hankins for running the show back in the studio both last night and tonight. Make sure you tune in next week, though. We'll have a couple of games for you on regional radio in the early part of the week, and it'll be between the same schools, North County and Festus. On Monday, we will have the North County girls hosting the Festus Tigers girls, and that'll be at 7:15 with a pregame show on Monday night. You can hear it on J98, and then Tuesday, we'll head up to Festus as the Tigers host the North County Raiders. On the boys' side of things, that is Tuesday night of next week. You can also hear that on J98 The Boot Tuesday evening, and that's your broadcast schedule upcoming, and that's brought to you by Hearing Care Partners. They listen so you can hear. Once again, final score in the boys' championship, 61-34, Farmington over Potosi. The one beats the two. Thanks for tuning in all this week for MAAA Conference Tournament Basketball. For Nathan Gertz, once again, I'm Andy Humphrey. So long from Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. This has been a presentation of high school basketball on J98. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
The Bonterre License Office would like to take this time to wish the North County Raiders good luck during the annual MAAA Conference Basketball Tournament. They know how hard you work year-round, and you're dedicated.